Somewhat to her own surprise, Diana Rees has become one of the world's leading experts on dolphin intelligence. A professor of cognitive psychology at Hunter College in New York, she first worked with dolphins at Marine World Africa USA here in the Bay Area, and was part of the team that helped rescue Humphrey, the wayward humpback whale, from the Sacramento River Delta in October 1985.
These are highly intelligent, sentient animals that share many of the abilities that we have that are a hallmark of our humanness. And I say that with the caveat that we really don't know very much yet about the extent of all their abilities. We're just at the infancy of these studies.
Rees herself has been conducting some of those studies, which she describes in her new book, The Dolphin in the Mirror. It takes its title from experiments in which bottlenose dolphins, who were shown themselves reflected in a mirror, clearly demonstrated self-awareness in what they were seeing.
When a dolphin is looking in the mirror and showing behavior that shows it recognizes itself, it's looking at parts of its body it can't see without the mirror. It looks very closely at its eyes, at the inside of their mouth, looking at their genitals. They'll blow varieties of bubbles and play with bubbles at a mirror and watch as they're blowing them.
This sort of self-recognition is an intellectual capability shared only by humans, great apes, elephants, and surprisingly, magpies. But dolphins have demonstrated their intelligence in many other ways, such as the use of symbols on an underwater keyboard that she developed.
A dolphin would hit a visual key on the keyboard. They'd hear a computer-generated whistle. So if the dolphin hit a triangular white key, no matter where it appeared on this keyboard, they would hear the same specific whistle, and they would get a ball. If they hit a different key, for example, an H-shaped key, they would hear another whistle, like, and get a rub. So this essentially was like a vending machine for dolphins. They were in control, and we had to deliver what they were requesting.
Not only did the dolphins quickly master the keyboard associations, Rees adds, they began to mimic the sounds associated with the items as they played with them. It soon became apparent, she adds, that the animal's thinking was far more sophisticated than the device that was meant to test it. Additionally, researchers have learned that dolphins are highly social creatures, not only open to interactions with humans, something that has been noted through centuries of history all over the globe, but having complex relationships within their own communities, even cultures among themselves. Rees subtitled her book, Exploring Dolphin Minds and Saving Dolphin Lives, and it is that last concern that she advocates most urgently.
There are animals out there that we must be protecting. There are many species of whales and dolphins that are listed as endangered or threatened. One species, the Chinese river dolphins, have already gone extinct. We need to be vigilant, and we need to stop things that are impinging on the sustainability of these populations. Only about 1% of our oceans have protected areas for marine mammals. That's not enough.
In addition to her teaching and the book, Rees also was the science advisor to The Cove, the covertly filmed documentary that exposed and challenged dolphin killing practices in Japan. It won the Academy Award in 2010. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.